It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
We are back live on a thirsty Thursday, because everyone's thirsty because it's so hot out there. But really, it's not. I mean, we could be in the teens. We're like 106 today in Bullhead City. And this is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. And the show is brought to you every weekday by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, and Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City. Today our guest is John Paniker with the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce, the CEO, Executive Director, the bottle washer, trash can emptier, you name it, right?
That's exactly it. You know, that's funny. Yesterday we were cleaning out our, you've seen what our storage rooms look like downstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
And once you went through it and got rid of the stuff that's been sitting in there for 20 years, we have a tremendous amount of room in there. But as I'm sitting there and I'm filthy and I've been working hard all day, and Tina was with me, but I'm like, man, I should hire somebody to do this.
You didn't have any appointments the rest of the day, right?
I didn't.
Good thing, huh?
Well, yeah. I went to the Kiwanis thing last night and gave them some money and asked for their help on the Oktoberfest thing. But, but outside of that,
That was it. I know. You do it all. It's a one-man show. And you're the only man because you got three women in the office, so you get to do all the heavy lifting. And
There are three strong women. I mean, strong emotionally and
mentally,
But when it comes to
lifting,
can you get this? I'm like,
well, and you know, I was in a meeting one day earlier this week, and this Jasmine Chang, who's with North Country, we're doing this event. We're all planning an event. And Lori Duggins and Carol Finkenstein and Cheryl from West Care, and halfway through it, I said, well, to promote this, you know, we need a little card. We need an advertisement, almost like a business card that we can put out in the community to get people to come to this little conference that we're doing at MCC. And I said, I'm a member of the chamber, and under my membership, call the chamber and ask for Tina, and she'll design that card for you. And she goes, I don't even know, what's Tina's last name?
Payton.
She goes, oh, Tina Payton? I go, yeah, how'd you know? She goes, I went to school with her. I went, oh, okay. So already everyone's knowing who Tina is.
And she called because yesterday afternoon she said, hey, I just talked to Jasmine and she wants me to do something for her.
So, yep, yep.
So, yeah. So, yeah, and that's one of the things a lot of our members don't know is that, you know, we do the advertising and we do the website stuff and we do the mixers and the ribbon cuttings and all that. But if you've got an event and you are just not that person to put together a flyer, just give us a call. Tina is really, really good at it and can knock it out quickly. And we have some requirements when we are sponsors of something. Our logo needs to be on it, and it has to be the right logo in that. So Tina, while she's doing it, can make sure that our logo is put on there the correct way.
Exactly. On the bottom, down the back, on the back. Down the corner.
Yeah. Small as possible.
Stamp.
Yeah.
Well, this is a integrated health conference that we're working for in September. And so it's going to be a benefit to the community. It's a free conference. And so it's a good thing that you guys are a part of it.
Wow. We'd love to be a part of it, for sure.
So we got a mixer tonight.
We do. And it's going to be awesome. You know, it's the Anderson. I guess it's Anderson Ford.
Right.
So there's Anderson Fieldhouse, there's the Anderson Auto Group. This is Anderson Ford. It's right there on 95. You remember the one we did last year was packed.
Yeah. You know, I said on my Facebook this morning, it will be huge because the place is packed, and they do a lot of good food.
Great food.
And all their salesmen are there. They're happy because all these people are in their lobby.
Right.
It's a celebration almost type event.
It is. And then Scott Taylor kind of took over the DJing responsibilities last year, came up from Havasu. And he's
coming up today.
Yep. And they give away a lot of great things. And, you know, everywhere you look, Anderson is doing something out in the community.
Oh, no.
So we know that they're committed to the area, and we love that, and we want to for sure support them. But, yeah, the raffle prizes, they're going to – I believe they're going to have that money booth that they had last year.
Oh, yeah. Carol Finkenstein went in there.
Yeah.
And I think she walked out with $14.
Carol's not as agile.
Right,
as,
Well, and it's not that easy, you know.
No.
It looks easy from the outside.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're grabbing something, it's moving, and you're grabbing it, and all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah, and you got to find a place to stuff it and grab it more. And apparently laying down on the floor and gathering
doesn't
allow.
Stomping it and picking it up with your hands,
we're really excited for it. There'll be a lot of people there. I talked to the people over at Sunridge yesterday, Sunridge Village. They're bringing some prizes down.
Oh, good.
They're really excited. So a lot of people be there. Besides, obviously, our ambassadors. You know, Larry, you know this better than anybody. Our ambassadors are way up in numbers. We're up pretty close to 30 now. But on top of that, every time we go to one of these mixers, they just seem to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And now we're doing twice as many as we used to, and they're still getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I know. Well, I went to the Laughlin Chamber Mixer last night up at the Laughlin River Lodge, and Joe and Michelle were there, their ambassadors. I was there. Lois was there. Mary Slater was there.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, all the Bullhead ambassadors are over here at this mixer. And so, you know, cross promote and help out, and
you know what? And really, and that's a great point. When you look at the people who have become ambassadors, and then look at how their business is doing.
Oh yeah,
and Mary Slater came here and started her company,
right?
And joined the chamber and was running it out of her house. And how do I do this? And now she is busy.
Yep.
With Positive Printing.
Yeah.
Lois Rischel, same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and obviously, what you got going
and Joe and Michelle, sheesh. Yeah. You know, he's bought the property next to him. He's going to build another building there.
He's going to keep adding
on. Yeah. They're taking off.
And when they remember, when they came into town, it was, we are going to rent motorcycles.
Everybody
and,
went, oh, really?
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
A few months.
So you can start a small business here in Bullhead City, and you can take the right steps with the help of the chamber and grow your business.
Yeah, that was one of the you know, Brenda Fury.
Yes.
Mutt Manners.
Yep.
I had this discussion with her quite a while ago. We were talking about, because I was a small business owner.
Right.
And I know what being a part of the chamber meant to me as a small business owner. But, you know, Brenda, how did it help you? And she basically said, well, I wouldn't even have a business if it wasn't for the chamber. Because the publicity that we provide her, she couldn't afford to do on her own starting out. Somebody like Positive Printing, you know, we try to spread our printing needs and our promotions and that around. But Positive Printing is Mary and her husband.
Yeah.
And I'm really not sure he's contributing anyway, you know, Keith.
Give him credit, though.
Yeah. But they're doing a lot. They do a lot of work, and we order, you know, we get the plastic mugs from her for Oktoberfest.
And last year she sponsored the Oktoberfest, the beer garden.
Right.
You know, and so, but one thing that I don't think members realize is the true benefit, or what I look at as one of the best benefits of being a chamber member is, I believe it's three times a year, they can send you, you'll send something out specifically just for that business.
Right.
And so Tina can develop something if they're going to have a sale, if they're going to have an anniversary something or a birthday something. Tina can develop it and send it out to all 600 members and didn't cost you a dime.
Right. And that's the standard membership. Everybody.
Right. Everybody gets that.
As soon as you sign up, you get that, yeah. Yeah, and that's, I mean, that's a great point. When you've got, if you're a restaurant and you decide, hey, on this day, 10% of our proceeds are going to go to this place. Come on out.
Right.
You publicize it. You know.
Yep. Tina and she'll make a little flyer and then stick it in the, and it goes out in everyone's email. So 600 members get it.
Plus, we had a board meeting this morning and we talked about it. Now our social media our website hits from our social media. So it starts on our social media and brings it over to our website. From this time last year, is up over 400%.
Wow!
So we are hitting a lot more people. We're adding, you know, what something like 40 or 50 or something new likes every week.
Yeah.
And it's climbing, climbing, and climbing. So.
Well, and you were with Toby Cotter up there in Las Vegas in the mayor, and Toby had bounced in here to do a PSA a couple of weeks ago, and it was about a week after that event, and I asked him, I said, I have one question for you. And I said, I'm not going to set you up by saying who. So can you tell me if any of the people you spoke to at this conference convention have recontacted you, or you think they will actually come here and look at a location? And he said, that's already happened.
Yeah.
And so, and of course, now we're getting a Burger King in Bullhead City again.
You know, that and people talk about, yeah, again.
Yeah.
And people are, when we post these things on the page or on Facebook, and people are like, oh, Burger King. Yeah, but remember, there's Burger King in Fort Mojave. There's
right.
not one up here. And some people, you know, if you don't like Burger King's not your thing, that's fine.
That's fine.
But for some people it is, and now there's going to be one up here. They actually, the first day of the conference, Elio Khalif came over and said, just sign the contract. That's 100% done deal.
Yeah.
So, but since then, there were several other ones that have...
we got a new little coffee or ice cream place, donut place opening it up.
Donut place in the old Baskin-Robbins.
Right, in the old Baskin-Robbins. Right. And you know, I put the press release from the city on the Facebook, and people said, oh, another burger place. Well, wait a minute. And there was a coffee place in there, too. Another coffee place. We don't need that. Here's what we need. Well, you don't get to tell somebody what type of business to bring to your town. You know, but when you think about coffee places, we've always had quite a few. When you think about burger places, we have three McDonald's in Bullhead City, and one in Fort Mojave, and one in Needles. So, you know, people must eat these things, or these businesses
wouldn't
be there.
Yeah. Right.
So don't say another burger place, because you go there and eat them, you know, and so... Everybody, I mean, when I eat out at lunch, all the places I go are busy.
Right.
So everyone's out there eating lunch, and a new Burger King is going to mean another, 50, 60 employees?
Yep.
And back right next door to the old location, that little lot that's been sitting there that
it's kind of weird
used to be a Taco Bell, I believe, yeah.
I thought it was a Burger King.
No. The existing restaurant used to be a Burger King. If you look at the top of it, you'll see the see the little castle type.
That's funny.
Yeah, that goes back to the early 80s.
And don't forget, right across the street from that is going to be another Mexican restaurant.
Exactly.
Which I know people go, well, we got a lot. Well, yeah, we do have a lot, but there's a reason
why. You have choices.
Yeah.
You have choices, you know.
But on top of that, there are other ones that are coming. And, you know, we had the economic meeting last week with Toby and I and Tammy Erschenbach from Mojave County.
Uh-huh.
Spoke to the group at the Association of Realtors. And that was one of the things that we brought up, is that it's easy to say, hey, bring us Sprouts. Hey, we want you to bring an Olive Garden. We want you but people have to understand that every time we go to one of those things and we talk to these people, we're like, we want you to come to Bullhead. And they say, okay, tell me how many people within a five-mile radius.
Yeah.
Well, there's around 31,000. All right, we need 50,000 before we even start talking.
And Olive Garden or Black Angus and some of these bigger chains, they've done their research. They know what they need in order to survive.
That's not to say that they're out. It just means that it's more work. Toby does a great job of saying, okay, look, it's 39,000 or it's 30,000 in this area, or it's 49,000 if you count that. But half the year, it's 80,000.
Yeah. Throughout the summer months, what do we have on this side of the river in all these hotels?
Yeah.
You know, another 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 10,000 people?
Every weekend.
Every weekend.
Yeah.
Well, They won't build a smaller Olive Garden. They have their set size. But you take something like Kohl's. If you look at our Kohl's here in Bullhead City, and if you're going down the 15 and you get off and stop at a Kohl's, their Kohl's is three times the size of ours.
Right.
Because they can support that.
They can scale it. It's based on,
that's why we lost JCPenney's. We can't support it sometimes.
Right. We'll get there. People just have to be patient and know that, you know, Smart and Final is a good example. That,
yeah.
It's not like we said, you know, hey, we want to do this, and the next week they started building. This was a three-year project.
Right.
So, or not Smart and Final, Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby, it
takes some time.
Well, and I remember when Lisa McCabe was the economic director, Joanne's opened up. And she said, I can't take the credit for this. They've been working on it for 7 years. 7 years to get Joanne's. And so some of these things just don't happen overnight.
Right. But don't say that out loud, because I am taking credit for everything that's come to town since I became the president
of
the chamber.
Yes, so. Yes. Well, and we thank you for Hobby Lobby.
You're welcome. You know how hard I worked on that?
We'll be right back.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside. Inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Banking has never been easier for Horizon Community Bank customers. It's the Horizon Community Bank mobile app, free of charge in the App Store on your mobile device. So easy to use. Check your balances, view transactions, deposit a check, pay bills, transfer funds, or locate an ATM no matter where you are. Fast, secure, and convenient. The Horizon Community Bank app. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank for more information about mobile banking in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Parker, and Portside. Member FDIC, Horizon Community Bank.
The latest edition of Talkers Magazine is out, and it's no surprise that KNTR Talk 106.3 dominates. KNTR Talk's own Sean Hannity is ranked the number one talk show host for the second consecutive year. KNTR Talk's Dave Ramsey is number three. Mark Levin is rated fourth, and Brian Kilmeade came in at number seven. KNTR Talk 106.3 has four of Talk Magazine's top 10 heavy talkers. KNTR Talk's Dana Lash comes in at 17, Jim Bohannon at 19, Doug Steffen at 24, and Dennis Prager ranks 33rd. All in all, KNTR Talk 106.3 has eight of this year's top 33 talkers. With an estimated combined 65 million weekly nationwide listeners, KNTR Talk 106.3 leads the way in talk radio. With these numbers, there's just a couple of questions. What's on your radios? And if you're in business, where are you spending your advertising dollars? KNTR Talk is a Radio Central station and can be heard throughout the tri-state on one frequency, 106.3 FM, and on KJJJ HD2 1023.
This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I am Larry Tuneforce on your Thursday, and as always, our program is brought to you each weekday by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, and Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. And again, our phone number is 702-298-1063. If you call in, make sure you turn your radio down and then ask your question, and we'll always answer it on the air. And so you have to listen, then turn your radio back up to hear the answer. But if you got a question for John Paniker for the Bullhead Chamber, give us a call. So
yeah, you had that Mike McDonald going. You could play that in the background the whole time. He's awesome.
Yeah. I know you get some good music and some oldies and stuff, and yeah. People, you know, get all excited. Yesterday I played Ray Charles from the movie The Ray, and I played that the whole day, you know, and yeah. So you got to pick your music.
Yeah, and just go good with music.
It. Yeah. So we were talking about the mixer tonight, and Anderson Ford, and then it's Anderson Auto Group,
right,
that has the sponsorship for the
Field House.
Mm-hmm. And then they have their own event coming up there in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, I guess, Jessica Terry over there, who I guess you're having on tomorrow, is that right?
Yes, she'll be here tomorrow.
She read a post, which I don't recommend, but she read a post about something about the Field House, and somebody was complaining that, hey, why don't you have an event where the kids can go in there and enjoy the grass? It's in air conditioning. They can run around and do whatever and give them an opportunity to see it. This is supposed to be a community thing.
Right.
Even though it's really a school thing. But and there's a kind of misnomer about the whole how it's being paid for and all that.
Right.
You know, the taxpayers aren't paying for it.
No.
They're not paying for the maintenance of it.
No.
You know, the lights and all that stuff. They're just paying for that. So,
right.
But let's, why don't we do that? So Jessica called me up an hour later and said, hey, here's what I want to do. I want to do a family event where we can bring the kids in and we can, you know, we'll do games and we'll put up a basketball court and we'll do contests and we'll give away stuff and all that. And I said, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And she said, will you help me? And I said, absolutely, the chamber's in. And so she put it together. I said, when do you want to do this? And she said, I'm thinking about July 10th. And I went, that's a month away.
Yeah.
So she's
well, and I think my phone rang after yours because it was, would you help me with this? And so I went and met with her like the next day. And she didn't even have a name for it yet. And so we're sitting there and we're both trying to write out names and stuff. And I said, well, isn't this, don't you want the family to come have fun? And she goes, yeah. And I go, well, Family Fun Festival. And she goes, but I need Anderson in there. And I go, well, Anderson's family fun. So I ended up leaving her that day. And then that later that night, she created a Facebook page for it, you know, and invited everybody. The Family Fun Festival. And I went, oh, she went with that name. You know, we had like six of them, but, you know, that's what we went with. So.
Yeah, so she's been working, you know, she's been working super hard on this. They got Susie's Bounce is coming in and doing some things, and she's doing giant Jenga where you have to pull the, and she's got a giant Pong game that they're doing, and there's going to be soccer set up, and she just has a million things. DJ Loki is going to be there.
Yeah. There'll be food there. Chartwell's will have the food sales. Mm-hmm. They wanted Kiwanis, and this was Jessica and being naive. She says, well, Kiwanis sell cotton candy and snow cones? I said, sure, all day long. And then 2 days later, I got a call from Jolene, and she said, would Kiwanis help operate some of the kids' booths? And I said, well, I don't know. We're going to be busy selling cotton candy and snow cones. And she goes, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
And I go, what do you mean, no, I'm not? And she goes, we don't allow those in the field house. I go, what? I said, those are perfect for kids. And she goes, but they're messy.
Yeah.
It's a brand new field house. We're not going to mess it up with cotton candy and snow cones. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, we still take volunteers to come down and help because they're, I know the other Kiwanis is sending out like 10, 12 people or 14 people, something like that, to help run games. But that's what Kiwanis does, is they work with the kids.
Right.
So they're perfect for that. But you've got the Boys and Girls Club is bringing 100 kids down.
Yep.
The Medi from Fairway Constructors is bringing down all of his staff and their families.
Good. Yeah.
It's just going to be, if you haven't been out there to the field house, it's a great opportunity to go out. Because you see the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm
you drive by.
In it, so, yeah.
No, but I mean, the average person sees the pictures, and they've seen the videos, and they drive by and everything. But it's a whole lot different when you walk down ramp onto the field and just go, whoa.
Yep. Well, and it's going to cost $5 for an adult and a kid. And the reason for that is their insurance wouldn't let them do it for free.
Well, we've had some discussions about that. And really what it is Anderson's insurance would take care of it. It was a misnomer on how the thing went. And that's what was believed at first, is that the insurance was going to require it. Anderson's insurance will cover it.
Oh, okay.
So what that is, Anderson, because they're the title sponsor of the building, they get time in there for free.
Sure.
As long as it's not scheduled for something, they can use the facility for free. This money is going to go to help cover the cost of the staff that has to work it, the electricity and that. At the end, what we're going to do is take a look at that and see, all right, so there is $2,000 in costs. We made $4,000, so then they're going to take that, and it's Anderson that's going to do this, take that other $2,000 and give it to a charity.
Oh, okay.
So I've got
some ideas. Let me know when I need to raise my hand for our Kiwanis Club or, you know, for...
I'm going to make some suggestions to her, but it's going to be Jessica or I don't, or Scott, somebody's choice over there what they want to do with it. But It's going to go to somebody for
good.
Somebody in the community that needs it for sure.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So that is July 10th.
July 10th. It's 2 to 8.
Right.
So, you know, if your kids are out of school, so if you can get them down there for 2 o'clock, great.
Yeah.
You got to wait until after you get off work and grab the kids and take them down.
That's
there,
fine.
So be it. But yeah, it's going to be a great time. You know.
Yeah, she told me she started it at 2. That would give me time to get off the air and get there and work it.
Yes. Hint, hint. Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. And it's the first time we've done this. It's the first time that Anderson's done it, the first time the event center has done it or the field house. And take advantage of it. Come down and bring your kids and have fun.
She's going to have, like, three-legged races.
Yeah.
They're going to rotate.
Oh, yeah.
There's three-legged races. There's the sock hop.
They're going to have prizes,
yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, so there's just, even the parents, they got gifts for the, raffle gifts for the parents,
yeah,
that are down there.
It'll be fun. It'll be a fun day. So put it on your calendar, everybody out there, July 10th, and join us there. It'll be a fun
day. It's going to be great.
Fun day.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let us play some more commercials.
Absolutely.
Got to do it.
Yep.
Got to do it.
Got to pay the bills.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loan. Active First responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
Hmm. What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Summer is here. Hydration is important for it every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses during our warmer months. You can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
We're back once again. Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. And every weekday, our program is brought to you by Mojave Shred. So if you deal with customer information or employee information, I don't care if this is a sticky note with a phone number on it. That stuff is protected by law, and you need to know those laws. And if you don't, call Randy at Mojave Shred, and he'll be sure and stop by and tell you all about him and how he can assist you. By law, too, you have to have a manual, and he can give you a template and everything. So give Randy a call at Mojave Shred. Perkins Family Restaurant right there on 95 in Bullhead City, where they have a great breakfast, great lunch, great dinner. And then the pies and the muffins and the cookies, oh, man. So they're the reason I need to go see Whitney and get a little sculpturing here, you know. Then we have Mojave Electric Cooperative, where you can get your free co-op card at their offices on Hancock Road, and it just saves you money around town. That's all it does. You know, Don Laughlin doesn't have one, but everybody else should, because you need to save money on prescriptions, doctor's appointments, and cars and furniture and all that good stuff. Barron's Pest Solutions. If you've got bugs, spiders, scorpions, or termites, or bees around your home or your business, by all means, get a hold of Barron's, because they can come out and spray, and they're all gone. You won't see them anymore. Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, where you can test drive any new vehicle on the lot or used. And you can order a brand new Hyundai for under 20 grand, a brand new one. You can pick out your interior, you want fabric, or you want leather, and what color, and all that good stuff. So see the fine folks at Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman. Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa right here down the road here in the Riverside Casino. If you need a haircut, you need a coloring, you want tinting, you want a pedicure or body wax, you know, your eyes, your eyebrows need to be waxed, or whatever you do, you know, whatever you like there. See Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino. Legacy Rehab and Care Center up on Silver Creek Road, where they've got physical therapists that can take care of any needs for your body, or occupational or speech therapy, and of course a skilled nursing facility. So any questions for our guest, give us a call, 702-298-1063. We're back with John Paniker, and you wanted to mention that this big event that Anderson Ford is doing at Anderson's Auto Group.
It's Anderson's Auto Group at the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse.
Oh,
the mixer is Anderson Ford.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, there's a lot of Andersons.
I know.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
We're just lucky John Anderson isn't still on the city council.
Right. Totally be confused. But don't worry, when you talk to Jessica, she's not sure who's sponsoring what this is supposed to be called and all that either.
Oh, so she knows, she's as lost as the rest of us.
Right. What I want to mention is we have some other, two other people that have really stepped up as sponsors for this thing.
Besides the Chamber.
The Chamber and Anderson is Living Waters Hospice.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah, I know. She wasn't too hard to convince.
No, I'm sure. Hey, honey.
Although children typically aren't her focus for that.
But, right.
But they like doing things for the community. And the other is Walmart, who always steps up for kids in our community.
Yeah.
So they've done a nice job, and we appreciate their contributions.
Well, that's good. And, of course, if you at the same time that day, they're going to have plenty of Anderson's vehicles out there. So if you want to wander around and test drive or see a vehicle that day, they'll be there too. So.
We actually did, I think Tina did a Facebook promotion, a Facebook Live thing yesterday, the day before, over there at Anderson, talking about this. And somehow she finagled her way into one of their new Mustangs over
oh,
there.
Oh, imagine that.
She thinks she wants me to buy her that as a Chamber vehicle.
Oh, that would be appropriate, sure.
Maybe get two, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure Chrissy could use one.
Sure.
You were thinking yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that video, and they started off on the tailgate of a truck.
Got a little warm.
Yeah. I would imagine so. Then they moved into an air-conditioned car.
Yeah.
So what else is going to you have two mixers every single month, right?
Right.
So next month, who's your mixers?
Well, the one, you know, we had July is the worst month when it comes to mixers because people don't want to, be outside,
right.
So we can't really spill out there. But so the people that we had scheduled for next month, both of them within 2 days of each other pulled out.
Ooh.
And
they said, "Oh, it's going to be a little toasty."
Yeah, I've decided it's not really what I want.
Uh-huh.
So luckily, two people that have been asking for one
stepped up,
called them up and said, "Hey, are you interested?" And they jumped all over it.
So good.
That is July 11th is going to be Los Lagos.
Oh, okay.
So Dominic over there is busy putting together a menu and a schedule of events and what we're going to.
And he's got plenty of room indoors.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
That's a nice. That's really nice. And their whole giant patio out there
with oysters
and overlooking the green.
And the sun will be on the other side of the building, so it'll be nice and shady.
Nice back there. Yeah.
And by 6 o'clock, it should be really nice out there.
Yeah. So that's that's July 11th. And then 2 weeks later, on the 25th, we will be going down into Fort Mojave to Horizon Community Bank.
Oh, okay.
So Mijung, and Tristan, who is now an ambassador, they have got a... And I shared it with you.
Yeah.
But I can't share it with the community yet.
I'm tearing your mic off.
They've got a really cool idea, and really it's the epitome of why we're there.
Exactly.
So if you can make it, come on down, and it's 5:30 on the 25th.
The nice part about this idea that they have is, you know, mixers are that you have to talk to
other
people.
Be careful, I'll turn your mic off.
Yes. Well, I was going to say, mixers are you have to talk to other people. This idea, you don't have to talk to other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You can just go around and glad hand.
You can just go around and shake hands and stare.
Yeah. but you're teetering here on giving away what it is.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. Okay. So, but it will be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The pictures the next day are going to be fabulous.
They are going to be amazing, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Everybody will have to pose for a picture. Yeah.
Some people have to pose facing the other way.
Yeah, they might have to turn around or something. Or yeah, it could, you don't know.
Yeah.
So what's the date of that?
That's on the 25th.
The 25th.
So we have Anderson today. 2 weeks from today, we have Los Lagos. And then 2 weeks after that, we have Horizon Community Bank.
That'll be a good one. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'll be good. And they've got a nice-sized lobby. They have a nice-sized lobby down there. But then they also have the conference room right there. And then it goes around the other side in front of... And then they got the whole other side that used to be like the commercial lending or whatever.
So put that in your phone right now for the 25th of July and put a note, I need to be creative that night.
Yes.
Just put that as a note.
Yes.
And when you get there, you'll go, oh, I need to be creative.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've already been told.
Maybe get an extra energy drink earlier in the day to carry you through there.
Yeah. Or help you get some bright ideas in the afternoon, you know, 5:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and all the mixers are at 5:30. So everybody gets time to get off work. And
right. So what we do, and we started at 5:30. And then hopefully for that first half an hour, you just walk around and meet new people.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I'm glad you brought up. We've got people in the community, and we've had it. Or businesses in the community. We've had it. A couple of them in the last couple of days that said, you know, I don't really get anything out of the chamber.
Oh
well, if you're, and we talked about, well, when was the last time you went to one of our mixers?
Right.
I went to one a year ago.
Oh.
And nobody came and talked to me, so I. Didn't go to anymore. Well, you have to go out there and, you know, as a business holder or owner or the person that's the branch manager.
It's
or
not the place to
whatever.
Be shy.
No, you got to go out there and go, hi, I'm John. I'm with the chamber.
Yeah.
What do you do? Who are you?
Yeah.
You know, and introduce yourself and talk to people and get your name out there.
Well, and I had someone recently tell me that all that at the time they opened their business help them immensely.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't go to mixers anymore only because they require themselves to end their day at 5 and go home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they said, but they said that when we started our business, that was what we feel helped our business grow.
Yeah, that's we have a member, and I won't say their name, but they're over on Hancock that I went and then I talked to them and I said, hey, you know, how come you don't come to this thing? And she said, well, I am just so busy, I don't want to advertise, I don't want to get my name out there in front of people anymore.
Oh, okay.
Right now I am packed. And I said, well, that's fine for today, but what about next week and next month? And she just said, no. So, and then I went back, because I had to, a couple months later, to get something else. And I said, how are things? And she said, oh, we're so slow. We've been slow for the last few weeks, and I'm like, that's why you just keep doing it. If you got to turn away work, then so be it. You have to turn away work. Or if you can tell somebody, can you wait another week or 2 weeks or whatever.
Well, and even when you turn away that work, you appreciate them calling you or coming to see you, but you can't do what they need in this specific time frame, but you might go talk to this guy.
Yeah.
You've still helped them out. You've still provided a service to that customer, and they still know who you are. And they're going to tell that story that you were honest up front and said you were too busy to do this, but you suggested that they go to a place and they took care of it, you know.
And there were times where I got to be careful here because if I say too much, then you'll know exactly who I'm talking about.
But I already do.
There are times where I would say, you know, somebody would ask me about something, and I would say, well, I got it over at the store.
Right.
And they'd say, who are they?
Yeah, because they don't know.
Right.
I know.
So until everybody...
I didn't know until I asked you.
And there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And when you go in the store,
you go,
oh, my gosh, I don't know
they
had that.
I know.
I could have used that at my last whatever.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So it's until... My feelings on this, and it was the same when I owned my business, until everybody in this community knows what my company does and that I'm where I'm at, I'm not done advertising.
Well, and the hardest thing in a community is to get that accomplished.
Yeah.
You know, I opened up Harris in Human Resources, and we had the hardest time getting all of our employees in the building to understand a promotion or understand this program.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the last thing a casino wants is for one of their employees, one of their guests, to walk up to an employee and ask them a question, and the employee go, I don't know.
Where's the slot tournament? what slot tournament?
I'm a dealer. I don't know anything about slots, you know. And so all these casinos, I'm sure, fight that every day,
sure.
You know. And so they fight it with 1,000 employees. And you fight it in Bullhead with 40,000 residents.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but something's going to help you with that here real soon.
Yes, very, very soon, actually. today is, what, the 27th? So
yeah.
We are a week away.
A week away?
27th. Yeah, about a week away where we start working on it.
Okay.
But it's our LED sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have been working on it for about 10 years.
Yeah.
It's been suggested for about 10 years, but we've really been working on it in earnest probably the last year and a half.
Right.
Trying to get past BLM, trying to get past city government, trying to get past ADOT.
Yeah.
That attorney over at the city.
A lot of T's to cross and I's to dot. And yeah.
Yeah. So we've thanks to our Congressman Gosar, actually got involved in it to help us.
Wow.
But, and it's because we're on BLM property.
You're
so
calling the big guns, don't you, John?
Well, I know some people that know some people.
Yeah.
You know, and that's another good example. This time it happened to be the chamber, but there's been other times where businesses said, look, this proposed legislation is going to kill me.
Right.
And the tax on online goods is a good example. It just recently passed, and that was something that all the chambers in the state supported. When you have somebody that can go online, and I've done it, I can go online and buy
anything now.
Well, as an example, you can buy pipes for my motorcycle.
Right.
Right. I buy them. They ship them to me. I either take them to somebody local here or put them on myself, whatever. But I haven't paid taxes on that.
Right.
Those same pipes, if I go down here to Joe at Eagle Motorcycles and I say, hey, I need these pipes, he's got to tax me. So
right.
Now it costs me another $25, $30, whatever, in taxes.
Yeah.
And so next time I go, well, I'm just going to order them online because it was cheaper than having to go through Joe. Well, they've changed that now. So. And a lot of states have changed it. We're just a little bit behind on it.
It's not a fair playing field.
Right.
You know, Joe can't say, well, I won't charge a tax. Right. You know, if he says that, he's going to have to raise the price of the product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you'll see businesses around town that say, no tax sale. Okay, well, but they had to put that in there somewhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a great promotion, and we all think we're saving, but unfortunately, sometimes they just had to raise that price internally, you know, $5, $6, $7.
Yeah, so the whole idea was that, well, you're helping Amazon and not Amazon, because Amazon was one that was doing it anyway, but you're helping these big corporations and you're hurting mom and pop.
Right.
So that's not that's
well,
not
and it's the mom and pop that sponsors the Little League team,
mm-hmm.
that donates to the YMCA or the Boys and Girls Club, that shows up at the chamber mixers, that's a part of this town, you know.
Yeah,
and
I'm sorry, we had that discussion a couple of days ago with the pharmacy. We have a new pharmacy in town. It's owned by a couple of pharmacists that
right.
live here,
yeah.
and they're not CVS, and they're not
right.
Walgreens, and they're not.
But they'll deliver to your house.
Right.
They'll deliver.
It's a local. You can go in there and talk to the owners. You can get sponsorship. You can, yeah.
Yeah. D-flat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what we're it's kind of my version of Small Business Saturday, only it's small business every day. We're trying to promote these small businesses
right.
that, you know, the Javelinas is another good example.
Yeah.
You have Javelinas, and a mile away you've got Starbucks.
Right.
So Javelinas is a small, locally owned
yep.
coffee shop. Starbucks is, you know, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a Starbucks.
That's right.
As my mom used to say. And so let's support the small one that's really given back to the community and invested in our community and help them.
Okay, now the question that all the listeners have. Mm-hmm. How often did your mom swing a dead cat?
Well, we had a lot of cats, but they always seemed to... I don't think any of them are still around, but it wouldn't surprise me if they still were, because those things have that one.
Yeah, no, they never go. They never die.
Yeah. But getting back to the LED sign,
yeah.
It's we have a there's a city council meeting on July 2nd. Hopefully the final approval, we believe, we're 99.9% sure that it'll be approved there. It's just our agreement with the city on how we have to. It's the same agreement that Lamar gets with the
right.
city. We have to pay a certain amount back to the city for permission, and then hopefully.
And then does the city get to use it for free once in a while and promote
they
Splash Bash and
just like Lamar, they get every 2 minutes they get a 8 second ad on each side.
Okay,
and then so we expect that July 3rd, Mojave Signs will start putting it up, and they figure that they need about a little bit under a week. So we're hoping that by July 10th, 12th, somewhere in there, we're up and running.
Well, hopefully on the 9th, so that the first thing that can go on it is the Anderson...
Right, we'll get it on there immediately.
Family yeah. Fun Festival.
We've just about sold out both sides.
Really?
Well, for the first quarter, anyway.
Okay.
I think we have one spot on the south facing side,
uh-huh.
And I think we have two spots maybe on the north facing side. But
who do they call if some business is listening, thinking I wouldn't mind being on that little electric sign?
Yeah, get in. Call Tina. It's only for chamber members.
Okay.
So you have to be a chamber member.
Right.
But call Tina at the chamber. It's 928-754-4121. And she will take care of it.
Because I recently talked to one of our ambassadors and told her that I thought she needed to advertise on my program. And she said that, unfortunately, right now her dollars are tied up because she's going to advertise on your stupid billboard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's
I'm a reminder of that tonight when she shows up.
You know, and it's important to us because, and you know the whole idea behind it, really the Taste of Bullhead. That
yes.
was the idea behind the Taste of Bullhead.
A fundraiser for a long
time. Let's raise some money so that we can get rid of that old busted up sign
yeah.
in front of the chamber. And so I'm really happy that we're finally at that point where we can do it. But the sign is going to help raise funds so that we can, remember, we operate the tourism center.
Right.
But we have a 45-year-old building.
I know.
That, well,
needs work.
It needs a lot of work.
Yeah.
So, you know, air conditioners are old and busted
yeah.
down, and they're working their butt off here in this Arizona heat
yeah.
trying to stay up. And
yep.
we have carpeting that needs to be changed out, and we've got some insulation that needs to be done. And I'd like to paint different areas and
right.
fix different things. So that money's going to go towards that.
Good, good.
And we're excited about
it. Tina's Mustang.
And Tina's Mustang, yeah.
yeah.
Which apparently I've got to get two now.
Yeah, yeah. Chrissy wants one too, you know. I mean, yeah. you can't give one... One of your executives one without giving the other
Absolutely.
Executive one.
That would, yeah. And Chrissy's the office manager. She probably wanted
right.
the first one.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
But she's got that Cadillac. She doesn't need a Mustang.
Well, that's true, yeah. Jeez. John, we're about out of time today.
Excellent. I mean, not excellent about being out of time. Excellent show.
Oh, good.
Thanks for having me.
Give your phone number one more time at the chamber.
It's 928-754-4121. You don't have to call about the LED sign. You can call about anything.
Yeah.
You know, I get plenty of people that say, hey, what's going up in that empty lot over by blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. Huh? That's going to be this. Or
yeah.
I can't tell you, but it's going to
right.
it's going to feature glazed products.
Helps. So you can drop hints.
I can drop
yeah.
hints. I just can't say the name of
right.
some of the businesses.
And by the way, whenever you can't say the name, it's not you that can't say the name.
Right.
You've been asked by the business to.
I've been directed. Typically, I've been directed by Toby. Do not say the name.
Yeah, there you go.
I can say this. If you work or live anywhere near the corner of Hancock and 95, you got some real interesting things coming in the next 6 months or 8 months.
All right. So there's your tip for the day.
Yeah.
If you want to join the chamber, call that same number because they got plenty of room for more members.
Love to have you. Yep.
We'd love to have a ribbon cutting at your business.
Yep.
All right.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand-new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand-new SUVs with no interest loans. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color. Pick your interior. Then picture your family in a brand-new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
We would like to announce the Declaration of Independent Pharmacists. Local independent pharmacists know your face, your name, and your history. At the Apothecary Shop in Lake Havasu, they are able to give you the personal service that makes all the difference. Because they know you. The Apothecary Shop is now stocking a complete line of Sun Bum Sun Care products. The Apothecary Shop, 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital, Lake Havasu. Caring for you and about you.
Hello, it's me again, the Ads Pay guy. So, now it's official. I'm a registered Ads Pay half-off user. So now, every day, I get the sweetest half-off savings in my inbox. And courtesy of who? The innovator Ads Pay, of course. Half-off food, half-off services, half-off goods. Are you serious? Join me and thousands of others logging on to AdsPayUSA.com and register. Yet to find anyone who refused this deal. That's AdsPayUSA.com. Well, I told you, the Ads Pay guy is a genius. I'm sold. Thank you.
Will your summer involve the Colorado River? Hello, this is Bullhead City Manager Toby Cotter. The City of Bullhead City, the Bullhead City Police Department, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and the Bullhead City Fire Department are working together to keep you safe on our beautiful Colorado River. With a custom safety video for all renters of watercraft and a few simple reminders, stay right, no brakes, and keep your distance. These three simple reminders can be the difference between a fun time on the river or a disastrous memory. Enjoy our Colorado River. Don't wreck your weekend.
Well, that's going to can it for the tuna today. The day is almost over for us. Sean Hannity's up next after the news. Don't forget to check your smoke detectors and keep your family safe. If you need help, contact your local fire department, either wherever you're at. They'll come and help you. If you're out and about tonight at 5:30, I'll see you at the Chamber Mixer.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.